primitive and intellectual divine worship, the longest surviving idol, mankind and the world picture, between two world epochs, marriage and universal love, the fate of mankind, life's theater of fate, the cause of the fate of terrestrial man, world religion and world politics, the creation of world peace, the road to paradise, mankind at one with God, the necessity of spiritual science, the creation of culture, beyond the fear of death, the ideal food, primitivity and superstition, unnatural fatigue and depression, mental prisons, the road of life, mankind and the world picture. The cosmology of Martinus, the intellectualized Christianity. Not yet printed in English and edited publication of the manuscripts that Martinus left unfinished and which underline the connections between the Old Testament, the New Testament and the cosmology of Martinus, also called the Third Testament. Collected Articles 1, not yet printed in English, Livitzbog, the principal work in the cosmology of Martinus, chapters and contents in Livitzbog volumes 1-7. Livitzbog 1. All versions are published under this Danish title in the preface. Martinus explains about the source from which he gained his knowledge and presents the freedom and tolerance that is afforded the readers on the part of the author. There then follow six chapters, which make up the introduction to the seven volumes of Livitzbog. Livitzbog 1 contains the following chapters: 1. The world situation, 2. The divine creative principle, 3. The new world impulse, 4. An international world kingdom under creation, 5. Terrestrial mankind's receptivity to the new world impulse, 6. From animal to human being, 7. The basic energies and the planes of existence, 8. Evolution. As an aid to understanding the analyses, 8 cosmic symbols are reproduced and explained. Livitzbog 2. The section entitled Cosmic Chemistry begins. This volume focuses on our thought world, mentality or soul. Our fate is exclusively the result of how we use the forces of our consciousness. In order to think and act perfectly, we also have to know the laws governing thought. With this knowledge, it becomes possible to create a perfect fate for ourselves and a perfect world in the future. Livitzbog 2 contains the following chapters: 9. The law governing the reaction of substances, 10. The eternal sources of power of the eye, 11. Thought climates, the symbol, the combination of the basic energies is explained. Livitzbog 3, not yet printed in English. The continuation and conclusion of the section, Cosmic Chemistry. In chapter 12, entitled Life Substances, the basic principles of eternal life are cataloged and described. The symbols entitled The Principle of Cycles and The Solution to the Mystery of Life are explained. This volume concludes with a comparison between the logical structure of the number system and the eternal basic structure of the universe. Livitzbog 4. The section entitled Eternal Life begins. Chapter 13 deals with the subject of the living being. God is revealed in the living being and vice versa. The unity of eternity and time. Spiritual worlds. Initiated beings and dead beings. The purpose of the physical world. The Bible and spiritual science. Politics and religion. Criminal law and Christianity. Democracy, dictatorship, capitalism, communism and the United States of the world. The history and fate of the Jews. The difference between the Old and the New Testament. Marriage and universal love. The symbol life and death is explained. Livitzbog 5, not yet printed in English. Chapter 14 deals with the subject of the highest. Real sexuality in all its forms. The organic structure of neighborly love. The transformation of sexuality. The creation of Adam and Eve, a cosmic explanation. Belief in the virgin birth. Attraction stimulated by the desire to mate and universal love. Darkness, suffering and the state of being in love. The combining of the male and the female in the human being's psyche. The creation of man in God's image. From animal to man. Various stages of sexuality from A to K. The paths, and mistaken paths, of sexuality are analyzed. In the perfect human kingdom of the future, one does not marry. Livitz Bog 6, not yet printed in English. Chapter 15 analyzes the kingdom of God or the adventure of life. The inner psychic temple symbolized by the temple of the Jews. The outer courtyard, the inner holy place and the holy of holies are symbols of psychic realities that occur on the road to initiation. Meditation, cosmic glimpses, the principle of prayer, electricity and the guardians of the threshold. The opening of the holy of holies. The experience of being one with God. God talks to his beloved Son. God's consciousness, the Holy Spirit. The Father and the Son, the creators of time and space. God as the Father and protector of all living beings. Livitz Bog 7, not yet printed in English. The conclusion of the section, Eternal Life. Chapter 16 looks into the consequences of the eternal world picture and deals with the cosmic world morality, which will form the foundation of the new world civilization. The purpose of the world government. An economic system without money. The abolition of punishment and torture. Cosmic science and the limitations of materialistic science. The world picture, summed up in 41 key points. Out of darkness. All living beings will become active cells in God's consciousness. Postscript: the Son of God at one with his Father. This offering of thanks to God was the RST thing that Martinus wrote after his cosmic initiation of Re in 1921. The fulfillment of Christ's prophecies, the manifestation of world redemption in our time, is to give people knowledge, not belief. But giving people knowledge is of course giving them spirit. And if this knowledge constitutes the solution to the mystery of life itself, and is a perfect analysis of the universe, the Godhead and the living being that together form a unit, it cannot but constitute or be anything other than 100% identical to the Holy Spirit. And this alone can be the fulfillment of what the Bible, through Christ, promised people. My work is not a new form of dogma or a new object of belief, but is exclusively a science. True enough, it does not have its professors and doctors, but that does not alter the fact that it can never ever be invalidated, since it contains the absolute basis for the exact correspondence of everything with the great conclusion: everything is very good, the dark as well as the light, the evil as well as the good. A better analysis and thereby a better foundation for life cannot be created and cannot exist. A greater basis for neighborly love cannot thus be given, and a greater basis for the creation of the being's own liberation could thus never be revealed either, since such a basis would be totally impossible. But since my work is an analysis of the truth, a scientific explanation of how it can be that everything is very good, and is thus the analysis of life itself, it is not anything that I can be the originator of. It has no originator, it is the analysis of life itself and exists from eternity to eternity. Quoted from Spiritual Science, English Cosmos No. 3 to 2000. No religion, sect or association. As my work, that is to say, the first volume of Livitz Bog, the Book of Life, my lectures and the study groups throughout the country that are based on them, has begun to awaken an interest and create a movement, it is, in this respect, absolutely necessary that this movement is not led astray into limiting, encasing or crystallizing itself in an association, sect or body of believers, thereby having a narrow-minded monopoly on the one and only road to salvation. This was written in 1933 and is a quotation from an article entitled To the Readers in the first issue of Cosmos, the official magazine of the Martinus Institute of Spiritual Science. God talks through all things. Terrestrial mankind has now reached the stage in its evolution where it has to learn that divine wisdom pours forth in abundance all around. God talks to human beings through all things, both pleasant and unpleasant, through crises, poverty and unemployment, through war, revolution and suffering just as much as through good health, strength and well-being, through love, tolerance and wisdom. Everything is a radiant expression of the same being. Everything is a speech that resonates over the whole world, throughout the whole universe, throughout microcosmos and macrocosmos. It vibrates in the twinkling of the stars. It shines in the orbiting of the planets. It is heard whispering in the gentle breezes and murmuring in the depth of the forest. It whistles in the factory sirens and is felt in the roaring of the machines. It is sung over the cradle and is spoken at the graveside. It is the ability to sense only vaguely, as well as being certainty and belief. It is knowledge, recognition and hope. It is death, resurrection and life. It is color, vibration and light. It is absolutely everything that can be sensed, thought and experienced. And because this speech, the more it is understood by the individual, proves to be a confirmation of the words everything is very good, it is therefore identical to the very highest manifestation of love and proclamation of wisdom. Quoted from Cosmos 1933. Insert picture of Martinus, 30 years old in 1921, the year of his cosmic birth. And of Martinus 44 years old. Who was Martinus? Martinus lived in the country of the great storyteller, Hans Christian Andersen. H.C. Andersen had the ability to make a fairy tale out of reality. One might say the opposite about Martinus, he made the fairy tale into reality. He transformed the eternal essence of the religions, the message of limitless love, into spiritual science. Martinus was born in 1890 in Sindal, North Jutland, Denmark, where he grew up with his foster parents on a small farm. He received no education apart from elementary schooling. His wish to become a school teacher could not be fulfilled because of poor economic circumstances. Instead, he became a farmhand, a dairy worker, a steward, a night watchman, a postman and an F.C. clerk in Copenhagen. The following are Martinus' own words from the manuscript to the book, Intellectualized Christianity. In my 31st year one experienced a spiritual process that led me to a cosmic mission. It was an evening in March 1921, and I was sitting in complete darkness in my room at Norebrosrund in Copenhagen with my attention concentrated on God. It was while I was concentrating on God in this total darkness that I experienced, in an awake day conscious cosmic vision, my divine calling, which was totally incomprehensible to me at that time. This calling was to use intuition to explain and manifest as cosmic science the much that Jesus could have told his disciples, but which neither they nor the official authorities of the time were evolved enough to understand. The vision of Christ that I experienced was not a dream or hallucination, but a fully awake, day-conscious, cosmic experience. And it contained a distinct declaration of a mission that I was to carry out. The very next morning, I felt that I had to meditate once again. After having made myself comfortable in my wicker chair, which I now found to be charged with a form of powerful spiritual energy, I tied a towel over my eyes and found myself thus in complete darkness, but in an absolutely awake, day conscious state. At once it was as if I saw into a semi-darkened sky over which a dark shadow was moving, leaving the sky brighter. This shadow passed over the sky several times, each time the sky becoming ever brighter until it was a blinding ocean of light, the color of purest gold, brighter than any other light in existence. It took the form of thousands of vibrating, vertical golden threads that totally filled the space. I found myself alone in the midst of this divine, living expanse of golden light, but without myself having any visible appearance whatsoever. I had no organism, just as all created things around me, my room, my furniture, indeed, the entire material world, had completely disappeared or were beyond the reach of my senses. Despite the fact that the blinding golden light, with its vibrating radiant threads of gold, had absorbed into itself everything that is otherwise accessible to the senses or the experience of life, I could nevertheless through this dazzling golden light experience in a day conscious way that I had a living existence beyond the physical world, beyond everything that would normally appear to be created phenomena. I was outside time and space. I was one with infinity and eternity. I was in the element of my immortal eye, the immortal eye that together with the immortal eyes of all living beings in existence is one with the eye or eternal origin of the universe. I was one with what had been sought and worshipped, both consciously and unconsciously, by all the world's cultures, religions, races and peoples since time immemorial, the eternal, almighty, all-wise and all-loving Godhead.